Hey, boys and girls, and welcome back to Truth To You. That's truth2letteryou.org. Today I am speaking with Jason Spiritual Babies.
G'day, Jono. Hey,
what are we doing today?
Previously we looked for Messiah, and today we're going to look for Satan.
Last time we looked for the Messiah in the Tanakh, and today we're doing the Satanic Verses, right?
That's right, the Satanic Verses.
Okay. Fair enough. We're going to go through these systematically. We'll go through them in order.
Yeah, we're going to fly through them in chronological order. There's not many of them, so.
There's not that many. How many are there?
27. So
there's 27. Do you know what? I looked it up, at least in my translation. Well, no, it was in the King James, and I think if I remember correctly, it's Satan. Hasatan is mentioned 27 times, as you said, but it is only translated as Satan, capital S, 19 times.
Which, when we consider the last show we did with Messiah, you'd imagine Messiah turns up all the time, and then he turned up twice.
So
out of 27, this has a much broader, you know, for a Hebrew word to be taken into to the English language, this happens a lot more than Messiah does.
It's certainly a curious one. And one thing that we do want listeners to be acutely aware of is the capital letters, as we did with Messiah and anointed ones and anointed and all that sort of stuff. Just be acutely aware of the capitals and what is being implied with the capitalization of certain words. So we're going to be going through them now. Now, the first ones that we encounter, Mr. Spiritual Babies, is little A, adversaries.
Right. The first one we come to is Numbers 22:22, which is always a really easy verse to remember.
Now, this is ironic, isn't it? Because the very first mention of a Satan in the Tanakh, in the Torah, no less, is who is it?
Yeah, so we've got a messenger of God.
We have a messenger of God. We have a messenger of Yehovah, specifically, to Balaam. And not only in verse 22, but in 32 as well. Numbers 22, verse 22, and 32. If that's not an easy one to remember, I don't know what is. What's the next one?
It's 1 Samuel 29:4.
Who's this?
And in this one, the oddly...
It's a Mashiach!
It's Mashiach, who
is Mashiach
also
is being an adversary.
Right.
So in this one, first we have a messenger of Yehovah, then you've got a Mashiach of Yehovah, is the second Satan in the Tanakh. Who is he?
It's David. So,
it's David.
Yeah, it's a mind blower for some people there.
It is. To who, though? To who? Who is he an adversary to?
To the Philistine. Well, actually, he didn't actually... it's the worry. The Philistines were worried that David was going to become an adversary to them.
The princes of the Philistines. Hey, so listen, this is Hasatan. What Strong's number is this, by the way, so the people at home can play along, as you say?
That's a great question. It's Strong's number 7854.
7854. Okay, there we go. So what's the next one?
Okay, it's 2 Samuel 19:22.
Now, who is this?
This is Abish. Well, you know, in the context of the verse, it's the sons of Zeruiah. But I think David's speaking specifically to Abishai, who was one of the sons of Zeruiah. So we get the impression here that there's kind of a clan here. There's a group of.
So he's standing there with his bros, right?
Right. And yeah, okay. And Abishai has come against David, or has become a Satan to David.
Yeah. Well, David's accusing them of becoming an adversary of Satan to him. Mm. Next one, 1 Kings 5, verse 4, the enemies of Israel, or those who oppose Solomon's reign, are described by Solomon as adversaries.
Yes.
And he says, basically what he's saying is, hey guys, we're in a time of peace, we're going to build the temple, we have no adversaries, it's all good. Sticking with 1 Kings 11, verse 14, who's this?
This is Hadad, who has come against King Solomon in this verse.
Hadad the Edomite to King Solomon. And then in 1 Kings 11 again, verse 23 and 25.
Yeah, we get Rezon, who in 23 has come against Solomon again. So Solomon's getting it in the neck. And then in 25, Rezon comes against Israel as a whole.
Rezon, son of Eliada, to Israel. Now, they're all the... Now before we move on, Mr. Spiritual Babies, they're all what I call the little A adversaries. In your Holman, as far as you can remember, any of those were a capital S Satan?
No, I don't think so. I think they were all lowercase A's. And it's the same in the NIV, too.
This is where it all changes, because all of them, from this point on, at least in the translations that I was looking at, are capital S Satans.
Right, yep, I agree.
You ready? Now, this is the first one is very curious, and I want to talk about this. The first one is 1 Chronicles 21, verse 1. Now, Satan, capital S, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, Satan, capital S, stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. Now, the interesting thing about this, Mr. Spiritual Babies, is the study notes of my Nelson's New King James Study Bible. It says on 21:1, it says this, it says, the word of Satan means adversary. They put a capital A there, adversary. While at first he was called the Satan, incidentally, the capital S Satan, this later came to be used as a proper name. Satan, see Zechariah 3:1-2, well, we're going to get there in a minute, says Satan is the name, and the New Testament identifies him as the evil one, the devil and the dragon, thus linking him to the serpent in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, that's interesting. Why don't we have a reference for the serpent in the Garden of Eden then, as we look up all the instances where this word comes up? Why do we start in Numbers and not in Genesis?
Because it's not used. It's not used in the Garden of Eden. It doesn't say Satan. It doesn't say Hasatan. It says a serpent.
Mm-hmm. A serpent that God created.
A serpent that God created, that he created crafty, no less. Crafty and cunning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my two cents. I'm done.
That's the way he was created. all things, he looked at it and he said, you know what? This is good. I created this good. Yeah. That's the way he created it. But moving on. Now, the thing that's amazing about this and what the New King James study notes say, you know, now they're saying, according to the study notes, well, you know, before this it was just the Satan, capital S. Now it's Satan personified. We have the personality that is Satan. Now this is the name of someone who is the archenemy of God, who is the devil, who is the serpent, the dragon, the evil one. Well, the problem with that is if we go to 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 1. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 1. What does it say, Mr. Spiritual Babies?
2 Samuel 24, verse 1 says, again, the anger of Jehovah burned against Israel, and he incited David against them, saying, go and take a census of Israel and Judah.
So it wasn't some Satan, capital S, devil, evil one, dragon, serpent. It was Jehovah.
Yeah, that's worrying, because in that instance, obviously, they're saying that Jehovah is Satan. And previously, we've been told that the messengers of Jehovah are also Satans. And cool.
It's mind-blowing. But this is what they've done. They've literally, the study notes of the New King James, Nelson study notes, they have, really, what they've done is they've called Jehovah Satan, the personified Satan, capital S. But yes, that's mind-blowing, but 2 Samuel 24 identifies the adversary as Jehovah because he moved David to number the people. So what's the next one? We've got Job. Now, Job is full of satanic verses.
A lot. It's full. It's full of Satan.
It's full of Satan. It's chock-a-block. Chapter 1 and 2 has 14 occurrences, no less.
Wow.
Applied to a messenger of Jehovah, who was commissioned by him to be an adversary to Job. Now, Ira Michelson and myself, we have spoken about this at some length in Job chapter 1 and 2 on Treasures from the Tanakh. People can find that. You're going to put a link to those, aren't you?
Absolutely. There'll be a link under this video.
You are super clever. And you might also want to mention these verses because we have similar congregations of the messengers of Jehovah that come before him. We see that in 1 Kings chapter 22. We see it in Isaiah chapter 6. We also see it in Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 to 10. So we won't go into those now, but we see examples there. And merely the Satan that is there is merely a messenger who is created to do a particular job, in this case, be an adversary, and he does everything. If people know that he does everything that he's supposed to do, he's perfectly obedient to God. He is the righteous servant of Jehovah.
Right. Obedience is righteousness.
There it is. What's the next one?
So we jump to Psalms, Psalm 109:6.
Psalm 109:6, it is a psalm of David praying for an adversary to stand at the right hand of the wicked and deceitful men who hate David by lying and falsely accusing him. He's just praying that adversaries would stand at the right hand of these men.
I was going to say, it's interesting that we've got a verse here of the most well-respected and loved king of Israel, who, if we are to take the word adversary as Satan, is praying for a Satan.
Yeah, he is. He's praying. He's praying that Satan would be at the right hand of the men who hate him.
That blows my mind. He's praying to Jehovah for a Satan to come and work his wishes and will against his enemies.
Yeah. So he's praying for an adversary to... Now, I keep saying an adversary because, to be fair, that's what the word means, and really that's the way it should be applied throughout the Tanakh. But as I mentioned before, these are among the verses in the Christian translations that capitalize the word Satan and make it into a name of someone specific.
Right.
Now, we don't see that in the Hebrew, but we see it in the Christian translations. Now, just to refresh my memory now that I'm thinking about it, oh, no, you know what? This is really interesting. The New American Standard Version has lowercase a accuser. The Holman Christian Version has a lowercase a accuser. Mm-hmm. The English Standard Version has a lowercase a accuser. The New King James has a lowercase a accuser. And Psalm 109, verse 6, the New International Version has a lowercase a accuser. Do you know who has the capital S? It's the King James.
No way. Wow.
It's the King James. But, you know, they don't want to they don't want you to let go of the possibility. So what they do, for example, in the New King James, in the footnotes, it says in Hebrew, Satan, but they've got a lowercase s.
Ah.
And in the Holman, in the footnotes, it says, or adversary, lowercase a.
Or adversary.
Now the New American goes a little bit further, and it says, in the footnotes, it says, or adversary, lowercase a, or Satan, capital S.
Good grief.
So they don't mind. They don't mind if you want to go that way.
Yeah, they don't mind if you want to pray for a Satan.
You can do that, but... But in the King James, it definitely goes for the capital S. So, to be fair. Now, let me just backtrack a little bit, because in the Chronicles verse, 1 Chronicles 21, verse 1, where we find out in 2 Samuel 24, verse 1, that the adversary is Jehovah, well, in the New American Standard, it's got a capital S Satan. It has a capital S Satan in the Holman. It has a capital S Satan in the English Standard Version, a capital S Satan in the New King James, a capital S Satan in the NIV, and there are no footnotes for you to think anything other than that. Oh, I lie. Sorry. No, the Holman does have a footnote that says, or an adversary, interestingly enough, lowercase a. So just, you know, listeners, grab your Bibles, go through all of these, see not only how they use it in the text, like what do they put? They put a capital S or an accuser, capital A. And also, what do they put in the notes or the footnotes, study notes or footnotes? Just see, you know, what they have down there as well. It's always interesting. I find it interesting to check it out. So yeah, grab a few translations.
Let us know, write in the comments below what you find, and we can try and get a broader sense of what your Bible is telling you.
Yeah, love to do that. Now, while we're talking about adversaries at the right hand, the last reference that we have, what is this?
Well, we're the last two are in Zechariah 3:1-2. In fact, it comes up twice in 3:2.
In Zechariah 3. So, all right. Now, this one's a little bit curious. What do you make of this?
Well, it's quite hard work because... I'll read out the verse, actually, from 3:1.
Yeah, read it. Read it out.
Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the messenger of Jehovah, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. Jehovah said to Satan, Jehovah rebuke you, Satan. Indeed, Jehovah, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. And then it goes on about a brand plucked from a fire and some other stuff. But we don't... Okay. Yeah, to try and put this... To go back through the Tanakh and find a character that this might be representative of isn't easy.
No. So the interesting thing, I thought about this a lot, and I did a little bit of study on this because it really is kind of curious. And it seems to say, I mean, I've got capital S's all over the shop here. In every translation that I'm looking at, there is no doubt about it. Everyone agrees in the Christian translations we can definitely put capital S's all over this. However, in the New International Version, it does in the footnotes, it's got in Hebrew lowercase Satan or lowercase adversary. In the English Standard Version, in the footnotes, it says Hebrew the accuser, capital A, or the adversary, capital A. In the Holman, it has or the adversary, lowercase a. In the New American Standard, it says or adversary or accuser, both of them capital A's. What I have is the problem that... All the adversaries, all the satans, hasatans that we see by way of a messenger, are completely and totally obedient to Yehovah. They are his messengers. They represent his authority, his name. They are obedient to him, and they oppose according to his word. They oppose whoever they're supposed to be adversaries to. Now, incidentally, they're never, ever, ever are they adversaries to Yehovah. That, I mean, Yehovah doesn't say, okay, you know, Jimmy Messenger, can you be an adversary to me? It just doesn't happen. It's ridiculous to even consider that. But they're always adversaries to men, as we see in the case in Numbers, an adversary to Bilam, or in the case of Job, an adversary to Job. And they do so according to their obedience to Yehovah. Hmm. How then can Yehovah rebuke himself?
Yep.
That's what it says in verse 2. Yeah, it says, Yehovah said to Satan, HaSatan, Yehovah rebuke you, HaSatan. May Yehovah, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Isn't this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?
Mm.
So clearly then, the one that is standing at his right side as an adversary is a man, is merely a man. And Yehovah said, and why? Well, we don't know. It doesn't say that much about it, but whatever is the case, it doesn't go into detail. We don't have any detail on this particular accuser, but evidently there is a man standing at his right side in the same way that David wishes upon his enemies in Psalm 109, verse 6. We see an accuser standing on the right side of Joshua, and Yehovah himself says to that adversary, I rebuke you. On your horse. Go away. I rebuke you.
I think that's fair.
And that seems to be the end of it, that the adversary is gone and done with, and the story moves on.
And that's it. That's it. We're done.
That's all the references for HaSatan in English, accuser. All the references in the Tanakh. There we go.
Well, that was easy.
that was a bit easier than Mashiach, I think.
It was, yeah. It was. But what it highlights to me is the importance of breaking down what you're reading and trying to gain information about the context of the words, rather than assuming that because there's a capital at the front, it means a person.
So be aware, dear listeners, of the agenda, and identify where the trickery of the text is. And it's so subtle because it comes in the form of capitals primarily and choices of words, making names instead of using the words that are there. So have a go at it. Read it in your own Bible. Do the study and let us know what you come up with in the comment section. Would love to hear from you, dear listeners. But that is it. Thank you, Jason. Spiritual Babies of spiritualbabies.net and Spiritual Babies on the Facebook page. Like it and engage. And of course, Truth to You Facebook page as well, and truthtoyou.org. That's truth2u.org. And until next time, dear listeners, be blessed and be set apart by the truth of our Father's word. Shalom.